We're going over to the UK now to catch up with Geoffrey Archer, the international best-selling author of Not a Penny More, Not a Penny Less, Cain and Abel and The Prison Diaries and many more. His latest book, Telltale, is a collection of short stories which gives the reader a fascinating insight into the people he's met, the stories he's come across and the countries he's visited in the last 10 years. He's challenging Mail on Sunday readers to write their own 100-word short story, and we're challenging you as well. Well, good morning, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Hannah.
It's lovely to chat with you. How have you been?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Yes, very good. Thank you, very good. So a short story collection. This isn't actually the first one that you've done, is it?
It's the fifth one. I've written 92 short stories. This is the fifth set, Telltale. Came out this week. And as you said, is a story of things I picked up over the last, wonderful little gems and nuggets that I picked up all over the world. Because while I was writing the Clifton Chronicles, seven books in a row, I didn't write any short stories at all. So for 10 years, I just collected them and saved them, and now they're all out in this book called Telltale.
So how do you describe the difference between writing a short story and writing a full-length novel?
Well, the biggest difference, of course, is when you sit down to write a short story, you have to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. You have to know the last line. You have to know the twist that you hope will make people gasp. In a novel, I'm lucky to know 5 or 6 pages ahead. I take the story wherever it takes me, and I certainly never know the ending. With the exception of the final book in the Clifton Chronicles, This Was a Man, I had long realized it would all end in St. Paul's Cathedral.
So, therefore, do you think it's slightly harder that you have to plan it all beforehand, or does that make it easier?
Oh, no. No, it's not you don't have to plan it beforehand. Once you've got the last line, you've got the story. Short stories, I mean, I can do a short story in 8 hours, in a day, first draft, whereas with a novel, first draft would be 350 hours and 1,000 hours before I let the publisher see it.
And are there kind of rules with regards to a short story? Is the kind of maximum number of words you can have?
No, you must stick to what it is. If it's 10 pages, it's 10 pages. If it's 5 or if it's 50, you mustn't pad it out and you mustn't cut it down. Every word must be accounted for. And don't say at the end of it, oh, this is only 6 pages, it doesn't work. It might be the best thing you've ever done. Leave it at 6 pages.
So do you spend quite a bit of time deciding, so talking about the inspiration behind the short stories, is it kind of obvious to you that something's going to be a short story as opposed to an idea that could develop into a novel?
Oh, yes. When you got the idea of the first short story in the book, Who Killed the Mayor, I read in a Spanish newspaper that a small town or large village, the mayor had been murdered, and every single witness claimed they'd done it. Well, that was half a column in a Spanish newspaper. It was, but it made a short story for me immediately. I could see Who Killed the Mayor, a wonderful short story, came out of that little column in a Spanish newspaper.
Yes, fantastic. And tell us about some of the other stories then. There's an interesting one, A Road to Damascus.
That's a sad story told to me by a friend of mine who was at Uppingham School. It was the story about a boy he'd been at school with and how he discovered after he left school what his father had really done. Very sad story.
And another one about a young woman who thumbs a lift, gets more than she bargained for in a wasted hour.
Well, that's the one a lot of people are writing about, and the press have been commenting on, and I've been getting a lot of emails about. I hadn't realized the power it would have. Story of a young woman in the United States who thumbs a lift from her home to the university where she's out at Stanford, one of the great universities on earth, and what happened in that hour that she would never forget for the rest of her life.
So tell us about the fact that you're asking people to write a 100-word short story for the Mail on Sunday. What do people need to do?
Well, If you get last week's Mail on Sunday, you'll see the competition. It's the challenge to, if you want to be a writer, I had the challenge from them to write a 100-word story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. It mustn't be 102 words. It mustn't be 97 words. It has to be 100 words. And that was the real challenge. So first you need a story, then you need to write it, and if you send it to the Mail on Sunday, they're having a competition to find which of their readers can knock me into the ground.
I must admit, I loved the headline that they gave you, not a word more, not a word less. Thought that was very clever. So if people think, oh yes, I want to enter this competition, the winner will receive £250 in book tokens, which is a great prize. Where do people start? If people have never written before and they think, yep, I want to do this, they're sitting down, pen in hand, what advice would you give?
Well, it's just as I said on the short stories, Hannah, you have to have the story in your mind. It may well be my first draft was 116 words, and then I cut it down to 104, then I cut it down to 98, and then I had to put two words back in. So most of all, to answer your question, you have to have the story. You can't sit down and write the 100 words if you haven't got the story.
It sounds quite tricky to have it exactly at 100 words.
Oh, it's a tremendously interesting challenge for me as an author. I found it fascinating.
Can you, the one that was published in last week's Mail on Sunday is called Unique. It says that the 100 words does have to include the title. That's very important to remember. Can you share it with us? Is that all right?
Certainly. Unique. Paris, the 14th of March, 1921. The collector relit his cigar, picked up the magnifying glass, and studied the triangular 1874 Cape of Good Hope. "I did warn you there were two," said the dealer, "so yours is not unique." "How much?" 10,000 francs. The collector wrote out a check before taking a puff on his cigar, but it was no longer alight. He picked up a match, struck it, and set light to the stamp. The dealer stared in disbelief as the stamp went up in smoke. The collector smiled. "You are wrong, my friend," he said. "Mine is unique."
Fantastic. Very clever. It's amazing how much of a story you can tell in just 100 words, isn't it?
Well, Cain and Abel is the story of two men, both born on the same day, one with nothing, one with everything. They meet once in their life, and it changes their whole life. 490 pages later, you've got Cain and Abel.
Yes, absolutely. So has this inspired you to do more short stories, do you think, or what's next for you?
No, I'm in the middle of... I've done 14 drafts of the new novel. It's the biggest challenge I've had since Cain and Abel, because I'm taking on such a massive subject. I'm enjoying it immensely, and wow, it's been a killer for me, and it will be coming out next November, and it's called Heads, You Win.
Oh, fantastic. We look forward to that very much. Geoffrey Archer, thank you so much for joining us. Always lovely to chat with you.
And listeners, thank you very much, Hannah.
No problem. Listeners can get a copy of Telltale. It's out now, the perfect gift for Christmas. Geoffrey Archer, thanks very much.
Thank you.